And right after that, you heard the cry, "Stop thief." And when you came home late at night, and you was wrong and you was drunk, what did your wife do? She slapped you across the head with a rolling pin. This is commonly known as a slapstick. That's how it got its name, from the rolling pin. So they attached a gadget onto it, and they call it the slapstick. There were a lot of things. This is commonly known as a woodblock. And you can imagine, to make the horse's hoofs, you had... or for other effects. Whenever you tore your clothes, you know, you see somebody that ripped the trousers on the screen, or something of that humorous nature, you had a thing called a ratchet. And you must learn that he's bending over, he's tearing his clothes. Now he's got a good rip. Now, here you go again. They finally found out that there was a state called Texas. So what did they do? They had some cows there. So naturally you had to have a cowbell. You know what I mean? So you had a lead cow. But to bring that down to a better level, we play it like this. Now, forget about the effects. In my hand, I'm holding a pair of sticks, and you can see through the record that these are sticks because of the sound. Now, in my hand, I'm holding mallets, and you can see by the sound. Now, in my hand, I'm holding wire brushes, and you can see that these are wire brushes by the sound, because the wire brushes can use with so many different effects. Because if you want to make a train, you can make it. All so forth. And then when you want to play in the minor strain, you use the mallets. So much for that. Now back to the sticks. Now let's get along with this thing and try to get all these things together and see can we start out with a nice little tempo that is not too difficult for anybody to play. I forgot. I'm being accused of something that I don't think I'm guilty of. Before these other innovations came in, there was a thing that's known as a sock symbol. It goes something like this. I better play my trademark, else nobody would forgive me. Now we add them together. It is very essential because some of us do not have the same physical features. Some of us don't have the same mental outlook. Some we have natural ability. Some we have to embellish that natural ability, but yet retain our natural selves. So years ago, people got together to try to get a thing called drum rhythmics. The first basic rhythmics, as you would know, would be a drum roll. And from the drum roll, you had flams. And from flams, you had single stroke. Now, those are the three essentials. And it's like the timetables. The first thing you start out with is to try to play a drum roll. Try to play it, I mean. Now, try to play the flams. The flams should come out as though you sang plum. One stick alternately striking the drum just a fraction second before the others. Now, we go into the single stroke. That means one stroke with each in either hand. You alternate. So you start first with your left and go to right, and then you alternate. I will start backwards. In order to play a single stroke, when you first start to playing it, it doesn't make sense, but as soon as you get it in your grasp, I mean, you begin to break it up, it begins to make sense, like this. Same with the flam, very easy. Same with the roll. They have various names, but there isn't but one drum roll. So you can start with any of the names that they give it to till you eventually get to the drum roll. I'll start on the outside. It depends on what pressure, it depends on the tempo you feel, and how much control. Now, those are the three basics. Now, let's get all these things together, if we can. But you must learn at all times, you must have control of that. I will start out just with a simple beat. I will start with the cymbal, the snare, the sock cymbal, and the bass drum, like this. People say the rim shots. Well, you have several ways to do a rim shot. You can do the rim shot thusly. You can also do the rim shot like this. But it's not a rim shot. That is commonly known as a stick up on top of a stick. But should you not have the qualifications to make that, and the music is traveling too fast for your control. But also, if you learn how to lay your stick down near, which would be in your left hand normally, you'd get that sound, kind of a sound. But the sound that you hear now is not like, because this way you allow the drum to ring. Otherwise than that, when you put pressure on the stick, it comes out like a thud. Now, what we'll do now is we'll see what we can do with the tom-tom. The tom-tom is a special instrument within itself, too. We will use some common beats. And the common beats is something that anybody can follow. You don't have to get fancy with them, like this. That I tried to play single stroke, I tried to roll on the tom-tom, I tried to put flam on the tom-tom, the same as I did here. But you'll notice how the tone quality changes, and it gives you another thing. Now, let's see what we can do with it and put all these things together. I will play an imaginary piece of something, and then I will see what I can mix it up from the snare drum to the tom-tom and using the cymbal. Fancy on the end there, because there were a lot of things that I was thinking about, peoples I've met, would make me do that automatically. And you will find out in your experience, it's the peoples you meet that's going to make you play. You're like a sponge. You're going to absorb these things. But when you get the basics to know these things, then you had liberty to do whatever you wish with them, like this. I was playing my small tom-tom, and I was playing my large tom-tom in order to get these different effects. But you still can use the basic beat of whatever the pattern you start out on. For instance, I can start on my small tom-tom playing like so. You will notice that when I played the last time, I was playing on the snare drum. When you have a snare drum, and when you're playing on the tom-toms, it is better that you learn how, not with the snares on, throw your snares off, you will get a tom-tom sound. In other words, it will not be as deep as the one to your right. It will not be as deep as the one in front of you. But you will strike harmony. For instance, and you can mix it up. And you find out that's the tone quality of the drum. I shall attempt to portray drummers I've met over a period of my lifetime. And I should start from drummers you never heard about, drummers you've heard about, and so forth. I shall start from Manzi Camel, A.G. Godley, Big Sid Catlett. I must go to a Mr. Billy Gladstone. I must also go to a Josh. I must also, well, too many peoples to mention. And as I go along and outline this, I will try to do as best I can and duplicate some of the characteristic things that they were famous for. The first drummer, I will say, Mr. Manzi Camel, who was with the Silas Green Show, who was without a doubt the world's greatest drummer, and it was in a different context. And then I later on, Mr. A.G. Godley and Alvin Burrs, and then a Mr. Billy Gladstone. I will not forget Baby Dodds. I think it's best that I start out and give you a thing called the shimmy. This is Baby Dodds' shimmy.